Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we're going to be discussing an article and a new app that's available at beef.unl.edu titled Snap to Graze, Turning Cereal Rye Pasture Photos into Grazing Decisions. To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by two specialists, Dr. Yiji Zhang, as well as Dr. Mary Janowski, who've been working on this project. Thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, excited.
Well, tell us a little more about the new app that you've developed and how producers can use that to estimate forage production from cereal rye or other spring annuals.
So the app of Snap to Graze is simply designed to provide producers with a timely and convenient tool that they can take pictures of cereal rye in the field and then just upload that and then run the app, and then the app will provide them with a estimate of canopy cover and then forage mass estimation, and then with that information they can also have really helpful recommendations for stocking and grazing management.
Talk about the data that's gone into this project and how it's being used with the app.
Well, the data would be 400 clippings. So over the past about 3 years, we had been doing some grazing studies. And so every time we would collect forage mass samples, which was every time we moved cattle in a rotational grazing system, we would go ahead and clip the forage to figure out how much is there. And we correlated that with taking a picture and the amount of, basically, as she said, canopy cover that's there. So there's a lot of data that went into this app. But one of the things that I want to point out is that one of my major challenges with cereal rye grazing, or any small cereal, to be frank, is just that it grows so fast. And most people have a hard time getting the stocking rate right. And if you do, and you keep it really vegetative, so meaning you actually want to keep it grazed fairly hard, then you can actually get really good performance on calves, like stockers, so even replacement heifers, or with cows, and especially those cows who are in early lactation. I mean, it can be really, really high quality. However, to do that, you have to have a fairly intensive stocking rate, which means that, you know, there is room for error there of overgrazing, not having enough. And this is kind of one of the benefits of being able to take these pictures and kind of get feedback on how much forage is there, how many animals to put out, and how long it would last. Our goal would be a rotational grazing system and to not be in a particular paddock more than 7 days. And that's going to give you optimal performance for the cattle and for the pasture.
When you talk about a rotational grazing system, how many paddocks do you need?
Need is a great question. I would say a minimum of three. I really like four. You can go really fast on your rotations. With four paddocks, I usually spend 3 to 4 days in a paddock. And so I'm coming back onto a paddock within 2 weeks.
Talk about how you use your phone to, or a camera, I guess, but most people, this is going to be done with their smartphone. How do you take the photo? How do you upload it? What's the process of that?
Sure. So what we want folks to know is you want to go into the field and probably just more than just one spot. And then you take your phone out and roughly about 3 feet tall from the ground, and you put your phone parallel down to get a top view picture of your pasture. And then what we have designed is instead of a standalone app, we have it basically a web-based app. So you can either save it if you have a poor signal, or you just upload if you have a pretty good reception. And the app is pretty starter proof. Is it has step-by-step guide, and then you can just hit upload. And once it has upload and hit run analysis, the app automatically provide the biomass information. And after that step, and you can go a little bit deeper and you can choose, do you want your basic grazing management? So like basic stocking rate calculation for 7 days, or if you want to go a little bit more complicated, you can have the area of your pasture your paddock, and then the number of head, those kind of thing. So it's really simple, but I think powerful. And also, like, what we recommend is if you want to have a more representative analysis of your pasture and grazing management, you probably wanted to do a few spots in your paddock so that your analysis and grazing management is not just based on one single spot. Did I cover it all, Mary?
Yeah, I think the big thing I would say is it depends on how uniform your pasture is. I kind of look for kind of like what do I think is average and take pictures of what I think is average and see, how variable that biomass is using the app. Or if you do have variability, then you can kind of proportionally figure out how much is there by taking a picture of some of the low areas and some of the taller areas, that type of thing. So it really is a tool. It doesn't do everything for you. It can't decide if this is a good sample or not, right? But it really provides you with a very quick estimate. This is how much is here. You can also use it to kind of figure out like how much is left, like as you're grazing. So you can kind of look at the rate if you want to by keeping your records and just saying, okay, this was how much was here, 3 days ago. Took another picture. It says this as much is here. This is kind of the rate at which it's disappearing. Because we know that if you think about the growth rate, it does vary a bit depending on the temperature and things like that. Our estimates, in terms of stocking rates, they're also based off of our grazing studies over the past 3 or 4 years. So it is, again, it's kind of an average of those. I will tell you that with rye grazing, it seems like going on the higher end of density and maybe pushing the forage a bit more usually results in better performance. And of course, if you think about it, gain per acre, more gain per acre and that type of thing. But I think most people are kind of afraid to do it. And so I really like that this app can help you feel a little bit more comfortable doing it.
As we think about how rye grows, how does the app work as it starts to elongate and mature?
So that's a really good question. Based on our experience with both image analysis and then also the forage analysis, the app tend to have a little bit more variability once the forage, the cereal rye gets to elongation and tends to be more mature. But then that goes back to what Mary has mentioned before. Usually you don't want the grazing to occur majorly during that stage, right? So because that time, during that time, the forage quality isn't as good as when they were being productive growing.
Yeah, so it's an important note. I think for grazing, this app works wonderfully because it is useful up until about, heading stage. But it also, I should point out, I would not try to use it like to estimate the amount of biomass that's out there for silage, for instance, if you were doing silage after heading, because it does get much less accurate. I mean, it'll give you a number, but it seems like the correlation between the canopy cover and the amount of forage mass isn't nearly as consistent after heading.
Anything else on the app you'd like to highlight today?
I do. So one thing I didn't mention is it also involves a lot of image analysis background. So that was by one of the colleague in Panhandle. So we're actually great to have her on board because I still remember when Murray and her student came to me say like we seem to have a little bit challenging getting the correct canopy cover from image analysis. So that was a natural connection for me to connect them with my colleague, Wei Jun Liang at Panhandle. But one thing I have to mention that I think it takes a diverse and interdisciplinary team together. So we have people that knows grazing management, forage analysis, and then also people know about image analysis. So both components are important, but our goal is really to provide producer with a handy, simple, but also reliable tool for them to use to get what is useful and meaningful to manage their grazing. Another thing I will point out is, so one common question that we got is, can this tool be used for different forages, right? So for example, the smooth brome and then or other small grains, we've actually believed that row planted forages and annual forages are easier than smooth brome, just because when they're getting mature and getting growing, it still has a distinctive difference between the forage, the canopy, and then the soil cover. So that it, I think, is a key for any tool like this to work properly and accurately. Regarding other small grains, we are in the process of doing some evaluation with these web tool, and we're optimistic that it should work for small grains such as wheat and triticale. So I think we are hopeful we can roll that function out with a little bit more variety of small grains. But again, that's actually the core, in my opinion, is fundamental and reliable clipping and forage analysis.
So I guess my note, Aaron, to producers would be give it a try. If you're grazing cereal rye this year, give it a try. It's pretty simple, even if you just play with it to see what it tells you versus what you do. And if there are some things that you're like, hey, you know what would be really useful if it would do X or Y, send us an email or give us a call. Let us know. We can see if it's something we can do. I do think that this will work really well for small cereals. Don't think, oh, well, we know we've played around with it with perennial forages. It's not going to work for perennial forages because the canopy cover is not consistently correlated to the amount of forage mass.
So what I hear you saying is you feel like it probably works fine in Nebraska in the spring for some of these spring annuals. It was based off cereal rye, but would have value for wheat or triticale and maybe also for oats, I guess, spring planted oats. But that's kind of the limitations of it right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I also think like if you had fall planted oats, it'd work well for fall planted oats. So it's just that it's not going to work for perennial grasses. And we've played around with canopy cover for warm seasons like sorghum Sudan, and that also doesn't work, just so you know.
Well, I really think this is intriguing. I think it pulls together the work you've done, also with the work you've done both on grazing cereal rye and then, e.g., the work you've done on using some of this technology and really helping producers be able to get a better handle on what do we have out there for forage. And Mary, you and I have talked many times, grazing some of these spring annuals is extremely challenging because of how quickly it changes. And so having something to gauge your eye by and have some data to go along with that, I think gives producers another perspective and some power in making some grazing decisions.
Exactly. I think I would argue that most undergraze, not overgraze, when it comes to the small cereals. So hopefully this will help them get a little bit more comfortable with a little stronger grazing and ultimately getting a little bit more out of it. It'll extend the growing season as well if you keep it vegetative, which means that you can get, of course, more productivity out of the same acres.
Any parting thoughts as we wrap up?
I would say, we've talked several times about small cereal grazing, and I would encourage the listeners to go maybe listen to some of those. We've talked about mineral supplementation on small cereals. We've talked about the fundamentals of grazing management. It's a good time right now to bone up and kind of say, okay, what am I going to do this year maybe to improve my management?
And for me, I think I would second what Murray said earlier about if you have any recommendations after you play with it, do let us know, because the current web functionality, a lot of what you see right now, was a result of multiple focus group discussion with producers who are growing cereal rye and then who graze cattle. So the one strength of this team is we have the capacity to make changes and modification to the app to tailor what you need. So I will highly encourage folks to play with it and let us know what you need. We do not collect any personal information, so rest assured. And I think the last thing is we have to appreciate the support from Sayre, North Central, for funding this project.
Well, for more information on the Snap to Graze app, you can find that information at beef.unl.edu. Again, this is an online app, not something you download. You upload your pictures, and then from that information, it gives you an estimate of forage yield as well as some planning for grazing.